So last year, at the end of last year, there were a lot of people after HOTSEC. We were standing around a lot of the organizers. We have a kind of a long history with HughesNix, both with HughesNix Security and HOTSEC. I was there at the very first HOTSEC. And we were sort of reflecting on the state of this workshop. And you know, the quality of papers over the years has been, you know, really quite high, but at some point I think we sort of lost what the focus of what HOTSEC should be. In fact, there were a lot of people who had made similar comments over time. And in fact, you know, we also took a step back and said, you know, what we really need to do is take a long look at how we've organized the program and do a reboot of the conference. And by that, or the workshop, and by that, what we really want to do is we want to refocus or redouble our efforts at getting at the heart of what HOTSEC is. And change the way we actually approach how we solicit and evaluate papers, how we present, and how we discuss. Because simply, I think it had devolved to a point where it had become kind of a mini conference, kind of a Usenix Security Lite. And while that has value, I don't think it has the value we were really looking for. I was recently reading a history of chemistry, and looking at the evolution of how we've come to our understanding of chemistry. And interestingly enough, there are some interesting parallels between chemistry and physics, as there is between general computer science and security. In fact, there was this famous quote I came across when I was reading this history from Frederick Soddy, who's one of the people who's most well known for explaining really why radioactivity works the way it does. And he had the observation that chemistry was kind of the messy part of physics. Because of the way the chemistry is studied and the way chemistry, certainly in the experimental side, the way of chemistry works, it's inherently probabilistic, and there are many things that can pollute an experiment, and so it's very difficult, it's messy, and it's harder to understand. And I was sort of reflecting on this, and I said to myself, well, you know, the same really could be said of security. And in fact, security is inherently messy. It's sort of the inverse of what we would think of traditional computer science. Traditional computer science works, focuses their energies on how to make systems do some particular function. And security is sort of an inverse of that in that we evaluate or we focus our energies on preventing systems from exhibiting certain kinds of behaviors. And thus, a lot of the messiness that we see in security is really a reflection that we're not doing the similar kinds of computer science we see in other domains. And I think there's been a tremendous amount of negative criticism of the research community and security, particularly from funding agencies in the popular press, that are suggesting to us that perhaps we're not being as innovative as we possibly can be. And in fact, there's some truth to that, I believe. And in fact, HOTSEC in particular was designed specifically to promote this kind of innovation, but is exactly this kind of de-evolution into a mini conference that got us away from that very point. And so what we're doing this year, and hopefully in the years that follow, what we're going to do is redouble our efforts and try to refocus back on innovation. So I think it's really important to take a step back and ask ourselves, well, why are we doing HOTSEC? Okay? Why just another workshop? You know, there's many conferences. Why do we need HOTSEC, and what's absolutely unique about it? Now, I'm not going to read you this slide, but what I think is probably most poignant is in this red text here. I think what we haven't done in the security community in terms of innovation, the way the traditional conferences and journals are set up, are to ignore the marginal security, the marginal works. And in particular, I don't think we do a particularly good job of finding the useful and the good, the middling, and the bad. And in fact, I think that's what HOTSEC can most effectively do. What we can do is we can take a look at works that are not totally mature, and we can have open discussions that are going to generate, that are only going to improve that work, but generate other ideas and promote better consideration of the other works in the area. So the most important thing I think we need to refocus on is we need to get back to thinking about HOTSEC as thinking about new things in new ways with new people, in particular in a non-hostile environment. Okay? Every paper that is in HOTSEC this year has flaws. In fact, every security paper ever written has flaws. Right? Let's not dwell on those. Let's not wail on the authors for that. But let's find the good in that. And let's promote that work. Now, as a practical matter, we, as I mentioned, we reapproached HotSec this year in a new way. So what we did is we went out, and I think I can honestly say that this is probably the most senior PC that HotSec has had in its history. And we went and found people, we found about half and half mix of people who are not sort of traditionally security, who have some security experience, but are not sort of core security people in many different fields, like operating systems and mobile systems. And we brought them together with many of the more senior usual suspects that you would find in a Usenix security conference. And I'll show you, a list of names in a couple of minutes. And what we did is we completely threw out the old criteria. We didn't look at this as just, another mini conference. What we said is our criteria is hotness. Is this novel? Does it have potential to have significant impact? And are the outcomes likely? Okay. So it didn't really matter. I shouldn't say. I'm not going to overstate it. It didn't matter as much how mature the work is, or how well it was presented, or how good the language was. It was basically an evaluation of the ideas. Are the ideas sound, or are the ideas leading someplace that's going to advance the state of security? Now, we actually turned out to have a very selective program, something like 19%, 11 out of the 56 submissions. And what you'll see on the right-hand side is, what was really heartening is that. For a conference like this, a hot conference, you would expect there would be a massive amount of papers on one particular area because that's what's in vogue this year. But what was really interesting is it was fairly evenly divided amongst the different areas. It was interesting to see that there are still new ideas in network security, and that may be the most mature part of security. Now, we're also, that's kind of how we got to the program we have today. And now, what we're going to do today is we're also going to change the way we actually present papers and evaluate them. We're actually going to get back to what we really did on the very first 6 years ago. I think it was in Washington, D.C. We actually sat down and we had a handful of papers. I think they were 10 or 15 minutes apiece, and then we had a discussion for 45 minutes. And actually, some of the most fruitful conversations I've had in a technical environment such as this one were actually at that first HotSec. We're going to get back to that. What you'll see here in the next few minutes is there's going to be three 15-minute talks in a row. Afterwards, we're going to open the floor to questions. The session chair has a special job this year. I'm going to chair this first session, and then we have Patrick Trainer and Vern Paxson and Sam King, wherever you are going to be your session chairs. And in fact, they've spent a lot of energy up front reading the papers and thinking carefully about what is the commonality and what are the interesting problems in the spaces around which we've designed each of these sessions. And they're going to actually pose some challenge questions, maybe prompt some questions, but they're going to keep the conversation moving forward. Ultimately, the success of HotSec doesn't lie in the authors or the presenters or the session chairs, but it relies on the people in these seats. What you need to do is you need to bring your questions and thoughts into this discussion. If we don't, it'll just be the same conversation we have with ourselves among the senior people, and that's not going to be useful. The value add for here, for you, and for us is going to be in your participation, and we are going to press that all day long. A number of people I want to say thanks to. Anybody who's actually run a Usenix, I think this is my second or third time running a Usenix conference. Usenix does everything for you. Having worked with the IEEE and ACM, there's no comparison. It's a fire and forget. They are absolutely responsive. I think the longest turnaround time I had to a Usenix email was something like 45 minutes the entire time I ran this conference. So I want to particularly say thanks to Ellie, Annie, Jessica, Jane, Ellen, and the whole rest of the Usenix staff. They're just phenomenal. There are a lot of other people I'd like to thank, the students and other external reviewers and a number of other people who've done a million small things to make this conference happen. It looks kind of easy from where you're sitting, but it's really, really hard. And it takes all year long, most of that work is pushed from me to other people, and they were wonderful to do so. I'd like to say thank the authors, not only of the papers that were accepted, but also for the ones that were unfortunately not accepted. They made our job very hard. It was very difficult to pick which papers to select and which not to. It was a fantastic field. I'd like to thank you. And I'd also like to thank the PC. Anytime you go to a program, people seem to pat the chair on the back way too much and not the PC members. PC members, for essentially no upside for themselves, spent many nights and evenings and weekends working on papers they don't normally have time to do. They really work hard. So if you see the PC members, you'll see all of their names here. Please thank them. There's two PC members in particular I want to thank, Fabian Monrose and Vern Paxson, who both went above and beyond and did everything I could possibly ask to make this conference happen. They picked up the slack. In Vern's case, I pressed him into service to be a session chair. Fabian read, I think, almost every single paper that was submitted. So those two guys, thank you very much. It only happened because of you guys. You didn't come here to hear me speak. One last note. We are debugging this workshop. So if there are things that you think work or don't work over the course of the morning or the day, please come talk to me or other PC members. And tell me. If you don't think it works to have the questions at the end of the talks, come talk to me. We're trying to debug this process. What is the most effective way to actually communicate? So please give us this information either now or after this is over and you reflect upon it. Please contact me via email if it's after the fact or even if you just can't find me. And also Patrick Trainer, who's sitting up here in the front, he's going to be the chair next year. This is not a one-shot deal. We are going to do this again next year. What form it takes is largely going to be a reflection of the feedback that the rest of the people in the room actually give us. So with that, I'm actually going to turn it over to the speakers. I've been a little bit over time. Again, thank all of you. For your attendance. I think it is the largest attendance that HOTSEC has ever had. I think we have 104. So I look forward to a fruitful day. Thank you very much.